Hare Krishna. So back in Hungary, in Budapest, and I was just, Radha Damodar got a little touch-up painting, and I was looking out the window, and it's a sunny day, but it's minus. It's a lot colder than it was in the UK. In fact, I got some really good weather while I was there. It was actually more or less warm. Maybe the last day when we left at Bristol, it felt quite chilly. But there's a mountain opposite the temple, and there's these people hang gliding over there. I don't know how cold it is up there, but there's dozens of them up there. It's a nice sunny day, but it's freezing cold. Anyway, such is the taste of sense gratification. It was very nice being in the UK, and it was sort of educational for me. Probably had two educational experiences. Amongst others, but that I will just share now. One was I was very impressed by the nice standards of cleanliness, neatness in the Welsh Yatra in Swansea. They'd redone the restaurants, beautiful granite counters, granite tabletops, and the restaurant was redone. It was really, I think, very, very, really model. And of course, upstairs, that was as usual and nicely decorated. But what I was really impressed by, and what I'm going to try to emulate here in Hungary for our center, models for our centers, was the Soul Cafe, or Atma Cafe, or Cafe Atma. I can't remember anymore. In Cardiff. And it is really, really nice. Right near the university, there's a very nice size cafe or restaurant. It's not really a restaurant because they do quick foods, and I didn't get to try them, but Tarakna told me they had a coffee machine that makes all different types of cappuccino, espresso, and it's all caffeine-free and different teas. And then they do quickie things, snack things, samosas and cakes and guacamole and things like that. A very small sort of heat-up kitchen in the back, not a cooking kitchen. And that's very nice also, nice granite tabletops again, and the whole thing's very, very nicely designed. And then between the little restaurant and the, between the cafe and the kitchen, there's this very sizable, as Prabhupada wanted, reading room. Everything's all nicely, newly decorated and so on. So it was really very, very ideal. It's the type of thing that I would like to replicate here in Hungary. We have a restaurant in, we have a couple outside of Budapest, but because they're restaurants, the kitchen takes up a phenomenal part of the, 60-70% of the square footage of the property itself. So, but this type of warm-up place really gives facility for making best advantage, and it's a really, really good model. It's a model that I'd like to follow. I would certainly follow if I was there. We were down in, where were we, in Redditch, in South London. That's what I would suggest that they could also do. Instead of having a fixed wall, they could have a movable wall between their preaching area and the tea area and or cafe area. And when you want to have a big program, you just move the movable wall and move the tables, and then you've got a big wide open space. And it's nice and neat and clean, which is something that was very appealing to me. So that was one thing. What Prabhupada said, restaurant, reading room. And no doubt following Srila Prabhupada's model, that is something that really is really attractive. And I hope it really works out for the Atma Cafe over there in Cardiff. And the other was that this was probably the first time I traveled around quite a bit in the last few years. Last year I only stayed for a few days. Before that, I think I stayed more or less just down in London and may have dropped into Scotland. Now I went around to Swansea and Cardiff and Leicester and Coventry and Birmingham and Scotland and South Essex and South London. So I did quite a bit of traveling around. Gave me a real vision of ISKCON UK, but it also gave me another experience. Quite a few devotees had mentioned, and then some devotees actually wanted me to come to Manchester, and I felt bad about not going to Newcastle. Brighton got invitation to go to. Well, this is just like the old days, like I used to travel around. There was a certain time when I would travel around the UK, I think 4 times a year, maybe even more. But I reminded myself, and I had to start reminding others, but it isn't like 20 years ago, because I'm not like 20 years ago, unfortunately. Unfortunately, my body has changed, and I can't do what I can do 20 years ago, and that's something that I need to come to terms with, and also devotees need to come to terms with, not just with myself, but devotees of my age. I know when Srila Prabhupada was with us, of course, he came into our lives when he was already 70, and he was moving at a really fast pace. But we had this sort of misconception that, you know, Srila Prabhupada would go on forever, and he was infallible and couldn't get sick and couldn't leave this world. But Prabhupada could get sick. He did get sick, and he did leave this world. And part of that, and Srila Prabhupada had said that all of his traveling had decreased his life by 10 years, lifespan by 10 years. And I don't doubt that. This material body can only do so much. And somehow or another, there has to be a balance between devotees' loving expectations and at the same time what we're capable of doing. Otherwise, the sort of tension between the two, expectations for preaching, kirtan, and so on, and the limitations that we have, ultimately will show on this body, and it will cause it to break down before its time. And therefore, may make us regret those sort of excessive expectations. So it's realistic, unfortunately, although I'm also sort of driven to do more, and I don't like to restrict myself, but we have to more and more realize that it's just not possible. There are limitations. There's only so much that 60-year-olds can eat in terms of having to eat feasts on a daily basis. That was a nice experience also when we were in England, but it's not something I could continue to do. I did do that for many years, eating feasts on a daily basis. I couldn't continue that. It would have to. That's something that also sort of has to change in people's expectations of being able to feed Swami's feasts. Unless they happen to be yogis that they can digest anything, it won't work. Or, you know, just having unending kirtans, or traveling everywhere and doing programs. Devotees need to keep that in mind, that aging people, of course everyone's aging, but it's different when you're aging when you're 30 than when you're aging when you're 60. That aging people have to moderate their lifestyles, and because Srila Prabhupada's example and just our nature of trying to satisfy devotees and meet their expectations and please them is such that it's very difficult for us to actually moderate ourselves. So somehow or another there needs to be a balance between us and others. Otherwise, it becomes a dead-end street somehow. Well, it's a dead-end street anyway. It's a question of how far down the road the dead end is, whether it's a year or two down the road or whether it's 20 years down the road. And much as I'm not a moderate person, particularly in terms of wanting to do things and performance, but I'm realizing that that's the result that will, or that's the type of lifestyle that will actually get a long-term result and probably in the long term more service to Srila Prabhupada and the devotees. So just like we talk about our sankirtan by the congregation, that more devotees do less, similarly sort of doing less over more years rather than doing more in less years will probably further Lord Chaitanya's mission in a more profitable way. Anyway, such were the thoughts for today, and I will continue tomorrow. I'm going to go have lunch with Niranjan Maharaj and Hare Krishna.